Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go
on Mix 104.1.
Don't know if you've ever had some big plans and had to cancel them because, I don't know, maybe you got sick this past weekend and you missed work on Friday and you were supposed to do something really cool this weekend, then you ended up missing it. I don't know if that happened to anybody we know.
It feels very specific.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. Tell everybody what you missed, Dan, over the weekend.
So, yeah, I got started getting sick on Thursday, and this is actually the first time I've left my house since I got home from work on Thursday, was to come to work today. And I had a big weekend of stuff planned. On Saturday, I was going to be a celebrity batter for Jimmy Fund Day for the Red Sox at Fenway Park. And I was going to get to go into Fenway and stand at home plate and point my bat to the Green Monster and take some swings. The same place Dustin Pedroia, David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez, Nomar have all swung. I was going to be there.
Dan Breslin.
And I was going to get to dig in the batter's box and take some hacks inside Fenway Park, which was, if you're from here and you played Little League growing up, it's like a it's like a thing you dream about doing.
Right.
And I was over the moon excited about it. And unfortunately, I just woke up that morning and I knew I couldn't go.
Right.
My body could not do it. And I was just devastated. And I'm sitting on the couch and my girlfriend's like stroking my leg like I'm a child. And she's like, it's going to be fine.
Sometimes that's all we need.
There's going to be other cool events. You do a lot of cool stuff.
Oh, sweet Kaylee.
And then, you know, I was like, whatever. Things happen. You get sick. I get over it. And then Sunday morning, I wake up. I'm still feeling like crap. I felt like crap all weekend. And I get a text from not Sal, but like our other big boss, who I don't even see around here. He's like a mythical creature. I never even see him. He's so much higher above me. And I was like, why do I have a text from him? And he goes, congratulations, Dan. You won our Odyssey Company raffle. You just won 4 tickets to the first Bruins game of the year.
No.
It's today at 5 p.m.
No.
And I was like, what? I was like, yeah, you're the winner. And I was like, I've been here 13 years. I've never won nothing. This is the weekend I win?
Oh, beans.
So I had to text him back and be like, double it, send it to the next person. I can't go. I am under the weather. This is the first time I've ever won, and I can't even use him.
Oh,
and
buddy.
He, you know what, he texted back and just went, that blows. And then that was it.
He's a man of few words.
So I missed standing and taking some swings at Fenway Park. I missed 4 tickets to the first Bruins game of the year. And I also missed a christening.
Yeah. Those come along.
Those kids have a long life. They'll be fine.
Alicia's
but I am
from
on my
Plymouth.
Deathbed.
Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
What did you miss?
So it was actually my daughter. Oh yeah, my daughter's performance for her pre-K graduation. They go to like the Spire Center in Plymouth and do this whole procedure on stage, and she was very, very excited, and she came home and we had to stay home for 5 days. So
Did someone at least video it for you?
Yeah, there was a video, and actually it took me a couple of years. This was a little while ago. It took me a couple of years to actually watch that video because I was devastated as well.
Oh, honey.
The parents were super supportive, and they actually did like a drive-by graduation for her. So she stood like at the front step, and then they like did the dance, whatever, played music, and had a little thing for her, which was so, so nice. Yep, sick. So she missed the whole thing.
Tough.
Yeah, there were some big feelings about that. But yeah, we've gotten over it, I guess.
What is her name?
I don't think you have.
Yeah, she has.
My oldest, Evelyn. Her name's Evelyn.
Evelyn. All right. So how old is Evelyn now?
She is 8.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So this was like 3 years ago.
Oh,
listen, those if we don't times. Give our kids some things to go to therapy for when they get older, are we even being a good parent?
I disagree with that sentiment.
All right. Thank you, Alicia. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.